Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the Hadith Sharif regarding the questions that a person will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, the third question we were discussing was about a person's rizq. Another Hadith Sharif says that the flesh which has been nourished with food earned in a haram way is more deserving for Jahannam. Another Hadith Sharif says that if anybody buys clothes for 10 dirhams, silver coins, and amongst these 10 there is one dirham that was earned in a haram way, his salah will not be accepted as long as he wears it. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which say that do not think that your livelihood, your rizq is something that you cannot get, because a person will not die until he has received his entire whole rizq written for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So choose the best way for earning your livelihood, but earn only that which is halal and leave all that is haram. It is stated in many ahadith that a man's rizq, his wealth, pursues him in the same way as his death. Just as death is certain, similarly everybody's rizq which is decided for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must definitely reach him. Another hadith sharif says, no one, even if he tried, can miss his rizq, as nobody can escape death. Another hadith sharif says, the rizq for everyone has been decided. If all mankind and jinn were to join up together and try to rob him of his rizq, they will not be able to do so. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in hadith sharif, that if you have four things, you should not be concerned if you don't have any other worldly benefits: honesty, truthful speech, good character, and halal rizq. There is another hadith sharif that says, blessed is the man whose livelihood is halal, whose heart is pure, whose behavior, his manners, etc. are noble, and people are safe from his evil. Blessed is the man who practices on his knowledge, who spends his extra wealth for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and who guards his tongue against unnecessary talk. One Sa'd radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may become mustajabu da'wat, that he is a pious person whose du'as are accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, earn pure and halal rizq, that is, do not take doubtful things. You will always have your du'as answered. By him who holds the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hands, a man takes a bite of haram food into his stomach, which causes 40 days ibadat to be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person becomes deserving of Jahannam if he has been feeding himself with haram food. Therefore, we should be very careful as to where we earn our money from. In actual fact, even a little halal wealth will have a lot of barakah, and a person will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. SubhanAllah.